So last evening, we celebrated a special Mass for all of those folks who were celebrating special anniversaries. There were 27 couples. And we were just honoring them for their faithfully embracing of God's call for a man and a woman to establish a lifelong relationship as husband and wife. And some of them had been doing it for 10 years, some of them as long as 63 years. My own parents celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary earlier this month. Now, at first glance, it's hard to imagine three less perfect readings for the celebration of a wedding. Okay, we begin with Numbers, where Joshua is jealously complaining to Moses that two Israelites are prophesizing in the name of God when they hadn't received the proper prayers. Well, from there we go to James, and a very scathing condemnation of the rich abusing the poor. And then finally we have the gospel, which begins with more complaining and then ends up with a pretty graphic description of people drowning, limbs being cut off, of eyes being gouged out. So no, these just don't sound like the typical readings that someone, a couple, would choose for their wedding Mass. But first impressions can be misleading, because there is a theme running through all three of these readings that all of us, married or unmarried, should pay attention to. And that theme is that the ways of the world are not often God's ways. I mean, there was a time when the world's ways more closely aligned themselves with God's ways. But that time has passed. And quite often, the world's ways are in direct opposition to God's ways. And we need to decide whose ways we're going to follow. And that's true for all of us. Certainly, it's true for those of us who are married. I mean, for many in the world, the marriage act is an act of convenience. For God, marriage is a covenant between a man and woman who come together for the good of the other. For many in the world, the marriage relationship really isn't any different than any other relationship. I mean, if it becomes tiresome or it becomes difficult, end it. Okay, for God, marriage ends when death do us part. You know, for many in the world, marriage is a means to financial security or the good things in life. For God, marriage means the creation of life, and then that life-giving care of these children. So all three readings challenge us to choose God's ways over the world's ways. And what's more, the readings make it clear that the choices we make regarding those ways have consequences. I mean, in today's gospel, Jesus clearly teaches what the church has reaffirmed all throughout history, in that there are only two possible destinations at the death of a human being. One is heaven, the other is hell. Yet this is a reality that, quite frankly, is often sort of brushed over, if not treated with outright skepticism, by many Christians. I mean, there are people who would say, well, how could God, a good God, ever send someone to hell? Well, Jesus teaches us God doesn't send anyone to hell. We choose to go there. Every decision we make, every action we take over the course of a lifetime either moves us closer to heaven or it moves us closer to hell. Every choice that we make moves us either closer to the eternal joy of a relationship with God or the eternal misery of being separated from Him. I mean, the great Christian author C.S. Lewis summed it up really well when he wrote, "There are only two kinds of people in the world at the end. There are those who say to God, 'Your will be done.' And then there are those that God says, 'Your will be done.' That's a sad reality. But those who go to hell choose to go there. Now, when a Catholic man and a woman come together at a church in front of a priest or a deacon on their wedding day, they're not simply saying, 'I choose her,' or 'I choose him.' What they're saying to God is, 'We choose each other for the good of the other.' Because a wedding does not make a marriage. A couple must continue to choose for the good of the other in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, until death do them part. And that is what makes a marriage. And that is what should be at the foundation of the marriage relationship. Well, the same is true for all of us with God. Okay, when we were baptized, either because our parents, like these two, or because of ourselves, well, we chose God. And then we reaffirmed that decision when we got confirmed. But baptism and confirmation do not make a relationship with God. We must choose for God by choosing God's ways in the good times and in the bad, in sickness and in health, all the days of our lives. And that is what makes a relationship with God here on this earth that will carry us over into an eternal relationship with God in heaven. God's ways are not often the world's ways, and which we choose matters.